Infrastructure like hospitals, power plants, and roads are at more of a risk during a flood over the next 30 years than residential homes. That makes cities' most basic and critical operations less functional during a flood. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports that's according to a recent study by First Street Foundation, a nonprofit risk mitigation research group.
The new report aims to help cities prepare for floods and lessen the damage. It also identifies the most flood-prone cities in the state. Many are near rivers or along Lake Michigan. The southeast Indiana town of Aurora is one of them. Nicole Daly is the floodplain administrator for Dearborn County as well as the city. She says recently floods are more frequent in Aurora, and the city is difficult to protect. It's more than 200 years old and has a lot of historic buildings downtown very close to the Ohio River.
You're talking a lot of infrastructure and buildings, roads that would have to be rerouted, relocated in order to put a levee up. The room is not there.
Daly says while flooding doesn't tend to impact Aurora's emergency services, it can hinder road access to them. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.